For a long time, I thought the physical dimension was just my body. No. The physical dimension is everything in the world. Now, we alcoholics don't really have much choice in this. If God dwells within each of us, we're going to have to live with God whether we like it or not. And the only question is, do we live with God in harmony or disharmony? Now, I don't know if anybody got in more disharmony with God than we alcoholics have. We've got a mind up here. We're going to have to live with our mind. Sometimes we act like we don't, but we do. And the only question is, do we live there in harmony or disharmony? I don't know of anybody in the world that ever got in more disharmony with their own minds than we alcoholics have. We don't have any place except else to live except here on earth with our fellow man. And the only question is, do we live here on earth in harmony or disharmony? I don't know of any group of people that got in more disharmony with the world and everything in it than we alcoholics have. So we were sick in all three areas. 1, 2, and 3 got us right with God. 4, 5, 6, and 7 got us right with ourselves. 8 and 9 got us right with our fellow man. And you know, if you're right with God, and you're right with yourself, and you're right with your fellow man, you're probably going to feel pretty good. That's the first time we've been that way in our entire lifetime, or at least since we were little bitty children. And I don't think it's by accident that the promises on page 83 and 84 come after we have followed this design for living for a while. If we're right with God ourselves and a fellow human being, let's see how we're going to feel as the result of the first 9 steps. Let's look at the promises.
When I come into Alcoholics Anonymous, I was restless and irritable and discontented and full of guilt, shame, and remorse, resentment, and anger. That's what I was. I had the spiritual knowledge of a 7 or 8 year old boy and had the coping skills of a 8 or 9 or 10 year old boy and a sexual knowledge of a 12 or 13 year old boy that I learned off the streets from people that didn't know any better than I did. Dr. Jung said ideas, emotions, and attitudes, which were the guiding force of the lives of these people. And those were the guiding forces of the life of me. And I've worked the 12 steps of these 9 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I have received some promises in my life. I have some new ideas, emotions, and attitudes as a result of the first 9 steps. And here's what they are. Is if we're painstaking about this phase of our development, we'll be amazed before we're halfway through.
Which phase of our development? Or the amends phase?
We're going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we've gone, we'll see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Are these extravagant promises? We think not. They're being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly.
Spiritual experience.
And sometimes slowly.
Spiritual awakening.
They will always materialize if we work for them. Work for them. You know, I love these promises. I love the experience of these promises that I have in my mind. Because that's where the changes was. They talked about being reborn, not in my body, but in my mind. And if I've experienced these steps into my mind, then I am a different person. I am not what I used to be, thank God.
You know, we come here restless, irritable, and discontented. We come here filled with shame, fear, guilt, remorse, and etc. We came here with a bunch of old ideas and old attitudes. And Dr. Silkworth, our Dr. Yoon, said, if we can have that spiritual experience, those old ideas, those old attitudes, those old emotions are cast aside. Now surely, if we've gone from the state we were when we got here to the state of one who's received this promises in our mind, and they all deal with the mind, then surely we've undergone a radical change in our personality. We've probably had a spiritual awakening, a spiritual experience, if we receive his promises. Now, I'm going to read them again. And I want to do it for 2 reasons. Number 1, I love the way I read them. But number 2, I'm going to add some words to them, and let's see if you can identify with me. The words I'm going to add to them is referring to a time when I was young, when I could drink alcohol, be Fred Astaire on the dance floor, the world's greatest lover in the backseat of a 36 Chevrolet. Referring to a time before alcohol turned against me and literally destroyed me, this is the way I used to feel when I drank. Whenever I took a drink of alcohol, I knew a new freedom and a new happiness. Whenever I took a drink of alcohol, I did not regret the past or wish to shut the door on it. Whenever I took a drink of alcohol, I would comprehend the word serenity and I would know peace. Whenever I took a drink of alcohol, no matter how far down the scale I had gone, I could see where my experience would benefit others. Whenever I took a drink of alcohol, that feeling of uselessness and self-pity would disappear. Whenever I took a drink of alcohol, I would lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in my fellows. Whenever I took a drink of alcohol, self-seeking would slip away. Whenever I took a drink of alcohol, my whole attitude and outlook upon life would change. Whenever I took a drink of alcohol, fear of people and of economic insecurity would leave me. Whenever I took a drink of alcohol, I would intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle me. Whenever I took a drink of alcohol, I would suddenly realize that alcohol was doing for me what I could not do for myself. Now think about that. My God, no wonder I love to drink. When you find something that will do that for you, it's one of the greatest things you can find in the world. And alcohol is my friend. And alcohol did these things for me for a long, long time. But then, due to the progression of the illness, one day alcohol started doing to me the things that I was always afraid would happen. And I began to get in serious, serious difficulty. And I was a very confused individual. Not knowing what was going on and not knowing that I'd progressed into alcoholism, I spent the last 5 or 6 years of my drinking desperately trying to capture these good feelings back from alcohol, not knowing I would never be able to do that. And I damn near destroyed me in the process. I came to AA. You gave me a book. I read the book. I applied the first 9 steps in my life to the best of my ability. And one day I woke up with these promises in my mind. That's why I don't drink today. If I hadn't found these promises, these good things that alcohol used to give me, if I hadn't found them, I'd still be searching for them. I'd be out there trying to use alcohol or something else, or I'd be dead, one of the two. The only reason I don't drink is I don't need to drink. I've got everything good that alcohol ever gave me from the first 9 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's the miracle of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I suddenly realized also that so far I have never received the bad things from the first 9 steps that I finally received from alcohol. I've never been placed in jail because of the first 9 steps. Never been drugged through a divorce court because of the first 9 steps. Nobody's ever beat the hell out of me because of the first 9 steps. You see, that's why people like me, we don't drink. We've got all the good and none of the bad from the first 9 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, surely if we receive those in our minds and we've had a spiritual awakening, slow, or a spiritual experience, fast, a personality change, sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism. Now, if that's true, then what's the purpose of the last 3 steps? And a lot of people will tell us that the last 3 steps are maintenance steps. I will agree that the last 3 steps are certainly going to help us stay sober. But the word maintenance itself is a misnomer. To maintain something means to keep it as is. And another law applies in our universe, that nothing ever stays as is. Everything in our universe is in a constant state of change. It's either growing or it's dying, it's progressing or it's regressing. If I tried to stop here with these promises in my mind and maintain just that, then after a while I start stepping back. And I start losing some promises. And I start having trouble with people. And then I start having trouble with me. And then I start having trouble with God. And the next thing you know, I'm drunk all over again.